This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 669. I am Brian Kilby, and we have a new t-shirt store and a new t-shirt called Massey Attacks, tfradio.net/shirt. And if you're watching the video, you can see the beautiful Don has been hidden under the graphic for his Massey Attacks shirt. Don, what do you think about the new shirt that John has designed?
It's a very lovely shirt that reminds me of a great deal of pain.
Oh, tfradio.net/shirt. And if you buy right now, it's what, John, a 30% off deal?
Yeah, it's 30% off, I think, t-shirts. And then there are other products, too, like mugs and totes.
I bought stickers. A onesie for my baby.
Get a magnet for your fridge of Massey Attacks. Why don't you?
Ooh, so should have done that. I'll do that.
Just a suggestion. Cool. But yeah, everything. There's classic designs plus this one. And we'll roll out new designs over the next month or two. And yeah, have some fun with it. So yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, John. People.
Yes. John, Don, Chris, what do you think of the Massey Attacks shirt?
I think a good t-shirt will always remind you of a great deal of pain if it's doing its job correctly.
There you go. I'm actually, so our store is a T-Public store. We moved there. 24-hour tees was a tease.
That's horrible. I mean, they worked for a while.
Yeah. So, but I'm actually wearing one. I'm wearing one at Nest Chalk made right now, which is the Social Distance Champion Worldwide Division 2020 shirt. I love this shirt. Nest Chalk made it. It's awesome. So we also have Matt, and who's right there, and Diecast, and Rob.
Hello.
Hey, thank you guys for covering for me last week. It was a great show.
Was the audio salvageable?
The audio was great, I think, what I listened to. I listened to everything up until when I started listening live, which is about 10 minutes before it ended, so.
Ah.
So it was good. It was good. Okay, cool. Well, lots of stuff this week. Lots of stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, so we still have our toy detective. You know, I realize with all the horrible crap going on in the world that, you know, supporting a Patreon is not necessarily the thing that you're thinking about most.
It can be challenging.
So, you know, for those who do and who are or interested, we really appreciate it. But if you're not, I get it. Believe me. So, we have this toy detective. I haven't mentioned it, Chris and Rob. I should have done this before, but like, I am not going to push that as much. I think we're going to limp along the best we can and then like resume this like full bore, really try to nail it home, hit it home or whatever the phrase is once all of this passes, but we'll continue with the toy detectives and we'll continue all of this, but we're really going to, you know, like really push the toy detective, full-time toy detective, promo that we have going on after the virus, but we'll still continue the toy detectives. So it's like an extended preview,
which is not to say, you know, if responsibly you can throw some support behind this, by all means, like
we're not telling you
not to right now, but like, yeah, we're not going to like pull this out because things happened, and we're cognizant of, you know, the difficulties that you might encounter supporting something that is essentially an extreme luxury. I know the sound of my voice on a near daily basis is
luxurious.
Such a luxurious thing to have in your life. But you
it's
know,
like
all
French toast for breakfast, right?
Every single day. Yeah.
Every day.
Why do you try to ruin the things I enjoy? I'm really enjoying the toy detective stuff and the RFC news desk I've been listening to.
I really love it.
And you're trying to talk me out of it.
No. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just saying that.
No, I think you're saying I'm trying to talk him out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I can eat French toast for breakfast every day, so that's not a problem. So,
that's a completely different kind of problem for you, though, Don. But no, like the news desk thing, I'm really happy with how that's turning out because, like, I was worried about being able to keep like a fairly consistent runtime. But like Diecast observed last week, I believe during our fill-in, you know, it's 3, maybe 4 minutes tops per episode. It's really easy listening, and you know, it condenses down like the important topic of the previous day. Sometimes, you know, within like 45 minutes of it happening. I mean, yeah, if you're not subscribed to that on your podcast thingy of choice. Like, I
or would highly Amazon. Recommend
it, even even yes. though I, you know, am doing it, I still would recommend it as a listener.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that we're going to continue. It's just, I think the timing of this whole promotion that we were doing just sucks because because of all this. So we're gonna so if we haven't lost any patrons, we've added patrons during this time, and thank you so much. We love you. We sincerely do.
Thank you.
If you want to join up, please do. But we're not going to, like, you know, hammer it home like we have been. We'll wait until after all this passes. But please.
And John says he has something to add.
Oh, John, please.
Oh yeah, I do. Thanks for reading the chat, Rob. So I do want to announce that 100% of the proceeds made by our shop, not just a shirt shop and more, get transferred to Brian Kilby. What happens after that? I have no idea. All I can tell you is that 100% of the buckets of money that we make off the shop gets transferred to Brian Kilby to reinvest in the show.
It's fortunate that a lot of the payments that go to all the services, and it's not cheap, it's hundreds of dollars a month for all the podcast stuff, never got transferred over to the new account that I created a few months ago to, like, manage all the Patreon and, you know, Amazon money in. So it's just been coming out of my debit card. So that's helped out the Toy Detective drive. So I'm not gonna worry about it. But it goes to Toy Detective. So yay. Yes.
All the money that the show generates in one form or another goes right back into producing things for the show.
Oh, God, yes.
Whether that's the Toy Detective news desk stuff that me and Rob are doing, you know, paying for the hosting that all this takes, like, it all, none of it just, like, goes to buy Brian. That's his day job doing that.
Yeah. We lost Don. He's asking me in the Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. To re-add him. So that's what I'm going to do. And watch his video not be the same spot where the Massey attack was.
That seems plausible, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could take bets on who Massey attack will be covering up now.
We'll find out when Don gets back. But yeah, so let's see here. So yeah, again, we have the Discord. Thank you for everyone in the Discord. We love you. tfradio.net/Discord. Join us. Lots of us are in. Throughout the week, I've been really pleased with people that are there. I normally show up, and a lot of time it's been more lurking, like after hours. But I'm going to try to get back in during the day. It's just work has been killer lately. But so tfradio.net/Discord. We posted a new episode of... Don, you're not showing up. We posted a new episode of Transform Squadron, which is Rob Springer's show. I'm looking forward to listening to that because, Don is back and now the thing's covering Diecast. So
I think that's fine. We can just leave it.
But
forget this week, Diecast. Oh, just this wonderful t-shirt graphic. Yeah.
But he's for whatever reason, I haven't listened to it yet. In the show notes, though, he mentions Irem's Beat 'Em Up Vigilante that was released on the TurboGrafx-16. So I've got to listen to it just for that. So I'm really, really excited about it. Don, what happened?
Skype is still showing in my main Skype window incoming call. I cannot.
This podcast brought you by Skype.
Nothing on the screen will respond to a click. Only when you recalled me did it give me a second Skype window, which is what it's working on. The first Skype window will not clear. I cannot close it.
I don't know what to do.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you run Windows 10 Skype on Windows 98.
No, I'm being serious, guys. It says incoming call at the top. You've got the answer bar, but I can't do anything with this window. Nothing on this window will respond to a mouse click. So it's saying answer the call, but I can't because nothing registers as a field that's interactable. So I'm in this other Skype window for this call, but my other window is completely frozen. I can't
on this do RFC. Don explains.
Don explains
what's wrong
Skype.
With this Skype.
I'm sorry, Don. I'm sorry.
I mean, literally. I mean, I can't do anything with my regular Skype window because it's frozen and nothing.
Is it frozen like a pudding pop?
Jesus Christ on a bicycle.
God, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I don't know how to fix this because
I think the only thing you can really
fix, you're on the call. Just leave it alone.
No, you're on the call.
And I don't.
I have two Skype windows open. My other Skype window is not responding to anything.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, so one of two things is going to happen from this point, Don. Either it's going to just sit there in a non-responsive state for the rest of the show until you like kill Skype or turn your computer off or something after we're done, or it will eventually unlock and it will just, you know, be not on the call anymore because Skype will have realized what happened half an hour ago.
So Sean is saying,
but either way, just don't poke it. Don't poke the bear, Don.
Sean is saying that I bet it works for TFYLP.
No, it doesn't. It's because it's Skype.
Okay.
Thank you, Skype.
That's true.
Thank you, Skype, every 15 minutes.
Skype's angry because everyone's using Zoom.
God, and I hate Zoom. I hate it.
Oh, yeah, don't use Zoom.
I hate Zoom.
Don't use Zoom.
The only thing...
seeing people showing Zoom photos, and then they have like 20 people on the call.
I do understand one reason why people use Zoom. One reason, because if you have like a certain number of people and you don't have a paid account, like you can only chat for like 30 or 40 minutes before it goes away. It's a great way to like artificially like set an expiration for the call. So, yeah.
I've seen recently some of the cast members of Whose Line Is It Anyway have been using Zoom calls to like record streams for YouTube since they can't like actually film proper episodes.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like the way the platform's being used by different individuals has turned interesting, but yeah, don't use Zoom. It's like it's bad things that they're discovering more and more. Don't.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about what we got this week. I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, that's our technology podcast.
That's our technology podcast. Actually, okay. Also, before we get into that, so we got some news, and we're going to do a topic. So the topics are twofold. One, we're doing it because there's less news going on than normal because the world has stopped. But two,
also it's the typical slow time of year. So even if the world wasn't stopped, we'd still be having sort of this problem.
Yeah, but also because we want to be as positive and cheerful and add you know, brightness to your day. We want to talk about like, you know, popcorn topics. You know, topics are just easy to digest and everybody likes yelling at us at while they're listening on their podcast or the chiming in. So this is just a good chance to do that. So we have a topic, and this week the topic is what's on your starred list or your save search and why. So I'm actually really excited about that. I hope I'm not the only one.
You mean Transformers related, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get updates to your Amazon wish list, and I saw where you added the Charmin toilet paper a couple days ago, and I'm like, Diecast, why are you adding toilet paper to your wish list? And I'm like, maybe I don't want to know. I'm not joking. That really happened.
I don't know. Buying toilet paper these days is basically a fantasy. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go first. This is for 2 weeks. I wasn't here last week.
Strap in.
I'm not doing everything. I'm doing Transformers or robots related. So Blade Raider was selling some stuff. And there was one GoBot in it. And what I've always wanted, I didn't have. It's Road Ranger, who I always want to call Night Ranger. But so GoBot's Road Ranger. Again, almost said Night Ranger.
Ranger is the motorcycle.
What?
The blue motorcycle, I believe, is called Night Ranger.
There's a band, like the band that did Sister Christian.
Yeah.
Really?
I will double
check. I didn't realize that. That's awesome. Okay.
The Google.
Yeah.
Brian has to buy that now.
I do. Actually, I do.
Auto-completed GoBots Night Ranger. Yep, that is a blue motorcycle.
Holy crap, I didn't realize that. Don, I love you. That's awesome.
Well, I think we're going to get a spoiler here of what's on Brian's save search.
No, you won't make the save search. GoBots.
The newest entry.
Night Ranger. Actually, my save list was over 100 items, so I took it off. Okay, buy it now. Okay.
Apparently it should even have a sticker that has its name on it if you find them with one with good stickers.
Let me check. I committed to buy before I even looked at the... Okay, well, so I also got the three reels from the V-Master, the Transformers.
Oh!
So nice. This was the so I'm bidding on a carded one right now, but this is the loose set. I had this as a kid, and Viewmasters, I love Viewmasters, but they kind of suck as far as like telling a story, and they're not really, they're vaguely 3D. So it's not like real anaglyph technology where it actually simulates three dimensions. It's more like there's like a how would you describe it? Sort of like an interference pattern or something. It just causes weird effects, like with lasers. One eye might be yellow and one eye might be pink, and it just causes like this weird looking effect. But
no, if one eye is yellow and one eye is pink, it means you have jaundice and pink eye at the same time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But yeah, so yeah, this I had this set as a kid. I probably still have my originals, but they had magic marker all over them. So yeah,
I didn't even know that.
What, Viewmaster reels?
Magic markers?
Transformers Viewmaster.
I talked about Transformers Viewmasters on the show recently, didn't I? Were you not listening?
Yeah,
yeah. It might have been the week he wasn't.
Oh yeah, it might have been. And Diecast is probably like me, where if he misses an episode, he's not likely to go back and listen to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I don't think I listened to it.
So let's see here. Like everybody else last week, I got Turtler and Gulf. I'm not going to go over those, but I got two Gulfs. Pardon me, two Turtlers. I
mean, you don't have to go over them in like great detail, but what do you think of them?
I like them. I love the look. They still feel pretty good in the hand. I think Turtler is probably the better of the two. Gulf, yeah. Like my legs are a little loose, but the color is, I love the colors. I think they just look fantastic in hand. But I've got a second Turtler that will become a Unicron colored Turtler because I lost that bet because Unicron was funded. So, but yeah, those are nice. A lot of random crap. I forgot I even got this. This is a Transformers Rescue Bots Academy, a Flip Racer kit thing. I haven't opened it yet, but it's like Optimus Prime and a trailer, and they can race. It flips, and I guess they transform and roll off, and you can see who goes faster. That's a thing. I ordered this. I forgot about this. It's the Universe Blaster. It was one of the one of the things I. Universe Generations Universe, Chug, whatever.
Yeah, Universe 2008.
That I didn't have. As I slowly try to check off all the ones that I don't have, I honestly completely forgot it existed.
Yeah, I own one and I tend to forget it exists also.
Yeah, the Soundwave.
I own one and I try to forget it exists.
I have the Galaxy Force Sound Blaster, which was, I think, a Toys R Us Japan exclusive. It's probably the best version of that mold, visually and assembly-wise. From what I understand.
Okay. The first thing I ever ordered on the internet was a copy of the 1995, I think, release of Transformers the Movie on VHS by Malifilm out of Canada. So I don't know what happened to mine. So I saw somebody posted this. I got this for like $5.
Nice.
But it's that edition. I'm a little bit obsessive. So I, when I got this and I ordered it on the internet, they emailed me the tracking number. So I memorized the tracking number so I could call it in and punch it into the phone to get the status to see when I would get it. Dollar Tree had this Transformers poster, paint poster thing, which if I get any free time, which I don't have any because I already work from home and things have just gotten busier because of my industry. If I ever get any free time, I will paint these.
I'd imagine a couple of weeks it might get, lighten up a little bit. Just as a wild guess.
Hopefully not. A few of the Find Your Fate books. Find Your Fate Junior books.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't have those. I'm doing a lot of... been trying to like recapture my childhood for the last 30 years, so this is another part of that. Oh yeah, so the... Hey, Don. Mute.
I'm trying. It's not responding to my clicks.
Okay.
His video is frozen again, too.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Hang on. I'll just turn video off. Maybe that'll...
That's going to do wonders for your audio.
If that actually works, then maybe the mute button will work, too, but...
Yeah. Maybe you're actually not mute. Maybe you're actually on two separate...
Well, that part worked.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It actually did work. Wild. Okay. So Barricade 64 was selling some stuff on Twitter, so I got the Takara Conehead set from Hinkay. Is it Hinkay?
Probably.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I haven't actually messed with them yet, but I didn't have them. I had the Hasbro versions, which are not as good, so.
Well, I mean, I think that's an arguable point.
Okay, down to the wire, the last couple things. I'm trying to go in order of cool. Yeah, I think this is the next cool. So I was missing a few items of my Terracon set. So I, for whatever reason, I parted with like Cutthroat and a couple other things years ago. So I didn't have a complete Abominus. But I was on eBay, and a seller that I bought from recently actually had an Abominus for sale for about what I would pay for the pieces that I was missing. So that came. Like, I was missing Cutthroat and I think Blot, crazy enough.
Why would you get rid of Blot?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Like,
what is wrong with 15 you?
15 years ago, I was trying to get rid of my collection like an idiot. So, so I got that. And that actually came with, I'm not a Mint and Sealed Box or Mint and Box collector. So the number of actual G1 boxes that I have, like, I've got, like, my goal is to complete G1 in the next 10 years. But like my number of like boxes that I have are like a dozen or less. So whenever I get a vintage G1 box, I'm always just look at it and marvel at it. So this one has seen better days. It's the Hunger box. But what I always love to see when the price tags are left on and where they were sold from, this was sold from a place called Child World Children's Palace.
Yeah, there was one near me when I was a kid.
For $9.99. But the box is beat up.
I think that was a Midwest or, like, you know, specifically Chicago area.
Yeah, I'd heard of it. I couldn't remember where, but
I got a lot of Ninja Turtles from that place.
Okay. The box has seen better days. I have boxes that are in much better shape than this one, but I, you know, like I said, I don't have that many G1 boxes. One, two, three, four more items. Sorry. I let Diecast go into this one, but I got this last week. I'd ordered this a month and a half ago. It's the Transformers Nisha figure. So she's pretty cool. The quality on it's much nicer than I expected. And the transformation is pretty simple. But I'm just actually marveled that the figure feels really good in the hand. It's not like the same. It's closer in quality to Generations than it is Cyberverse. But it's just it's just an interesting looking toy. I'll let Diecast. He's a little more discerning and stuff like that than me talk about it. But I like it. And she's on the floor, so I better get her when the next person talks. So Eric had posted something on Twitter a couple weeks ago about Transmetal Megatron being a downgrade from original Megatron. And of course, I got all up in arms over that because
in one respect, it is because original Megatron won't just like crumble in your hands after it reaches a certain age.
Yeah, that's true. But
I bought the Metals Megatron, but that's a story for a different episode.
But then you're talking about, but Transmetal 2 Megatron was definitely an upgrade from Transmetal Megatron, and I'm like, I never liked it as much. I mean, there are things to like about it, but it's not my favorite. But I realized I didn't actually have one anymore because when I was purging my collection, I got rid of it.
Well, we'll have to fix that, won't we?
Thank you for giving me time to grab it. So I got one Mint and Sealed box.
Oh, very nice.
Cool. And spoilers, I have a, well, this one may be Mint and box. It's Mint and box, but it's still tight and everything. It's still got the twist ties and everything in place. Spoilers,
I also have a class. Was that
Ultra? No, this was something above Ultra. Was it Ultra?
No, it was Ultra. A
big figure. I remember how big it was.
Oh yeah.
It and Tiger Hawk both were, they both felt pretty big and complicated for their price point at the time.
Yeah, but spoilers, I should have a Transmetal Megatron next week in the box too. That.
Yeah, I would recommend never handling that.
Oh no, I mean I have the original. I still have my Transmetal Megatron, but I wanted to have one to keep in the box to hopefully, you know, retain it in its original quality as long as I could.
Yeah, I would suggest adding to your saved searches on eBay, Metals Megatron, because that one's actually safe. Actually like shelf stable.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, because it uses so what goes wrong on Transmetal Megatron is the brown plastic that makes up most of the robot body. The Metals one uses a completely different color of plastic, which so far has not had any deterioration issues I've ever heard of.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, another anecdote I was going to just mention. Anytime I see a mint in box or, you know, still sealed in box Transmetal 2 Megatron, all I can think of is the Cryotech controversy from 1999. Oh, yeah. Or people, 2000.
Basically, everyone thought it was just a swap of just
Photoshop. Yeah.
And people were like, oh, this isn't real. And honestly,
and
I think
a year later.
Yeah. I honestly thought it was a Photoshop, too.
Yeah. But, so
yeah,
did I.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we were proven wrong. Cryotech, actually, need to add that to my save search. Cryotech.
Okay. How many more things do you have to show?
Two more. I don't think
I mentioned... had four things left to show, like, two things ago.
Yeah, okay, so... So the topic we're going to talk about, the save search, happened to be a topic that I had put into the last episode of RSC Throwback for patrons. And in the course of recording the episode, this was on my list, and I bought it. So it's no longer on my list. And I wanted this for years. I wanted this since like 1997. It is the G2 Galvatron watch.
Ah.
Wanted this forever. It's not sealed. It's been opened. So I have had a chance to play with it a little bit. I haven't put batteries in. I don't know if the batteries work or not. I have to assume they do, because watches tend to, you know, like I've got a watch that I've been wearing since this came out, basically. In the mid-90s. But this was a watch that was released. This was actually sold in the U.S. by Takara, not by Hasbro. And it was originally released in G1. And this and Ultra Magnus, I think there might have been something else that was released in G2 as a G2 watch.
Hyperion, I think.
Yeah, and it sort of transforms. He flips up. I'm not going to mess with it now because I don't want it to break. So, but... I've been wanting this forever. I saw a sealed one at TFCon for like $300, which is way more than I would want to spend for it. But it was something on my list, so I had to check it off. And I guess in order of cool things that I think I got, I guess the coolest to me anyway, I was on eBay looking at, I've been trying to price a couple of things, but one of them being a Monstructor. And I saw a guy that had a Monstructor for sale that I thought was at a reasonable price. And I was looking at his other items, and he happened to have a G1 Raiden for sale at what I considered to be a very reasonable price. And I bought it. So nice. I forgot that I had Raiden, the knockoff, the high-quality knockoff. I had it back in the 90s, and I probably still have it in bits and pieces. This is complete missing just his gun, which I have the original, I have the knockoff gun somewhere. Which should fit. I just have to dig it out. And I have forgotten what a horrible toy this is. It is a horrible toy. Horrible toy. But I wanted it. I've wanted it for years. So it was Diaclone Combiner. And Hasbro could have brought it over just as easily as they did Devastator. But they were wise not to. Because it's crap.
I mean... G1 Devastator is not the greatest thing in the world either, worse. To be completely fair here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and now Hasbro has repeated that because they could have brought over Tokuger. So again, twice in their history, they've not brought a train over.
Yeah.
Everybody's regret.
So the robots in the Raiden robots are really short and ugly and just they're just bad. The trains themselves, the transformations are lame. There's you got to take parts off and move them around. It's just a mess of a transformer. So I'm glad Hasbro never brought it over. Except it doubled or tripled the price of what it should be for what it is. So yeah, but that's what I got, and I will have definitely less next week. Thank God.
Can you really guarantee that though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Diecast, you want to go next?
Sure. As Brian said, I got the NHTSA Transformer. The only thing that I found about it is these windows that are part of the back of the car are only supposed to be open for transformation of the feet. But I find if you close it, it kind of leans back. So I just leave them open slightly, and it gives her a much straighter stance as she's standing on my desk.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And then also, she has this, which is the whole like gimmick thing, is she has like this little person that's supposed to look like her, that's on the, that can store inside of the robot. And it's just, it's a really weird figure.
It's like a brain master.
It's so weird.
Kind of like a brain master. It's more like the Minimus Ambus from the Ultra Magnus.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but these are super, super hard to find. And there's apparently two other ones. Did you see that on the back of the box? Did you get a box, Brian?
Yeah, I did get a box. It's in the trash now.
If you look on the back of the box, there's apparently two other characters on that box. So I might try and get the other two if I can even find them, because these are like almost impossible to find. But it makes a pretty good looking car. Like Brian, the head is, I still can't get over the head.
The fleshy color is weird.
Yeah.
Like Transformers shouldn't have like skin tone.
Unless they're animorphs.
Oh God. Yeah.
I almost wish it was a headmaster, so you could just swap it out with whatever.
I would rather be like a brain master, and like the little person, her head actually goes up and slots in. That would be ideal, but for the price point, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, it's a very weird Transformer, but it's official, and I have a bunch of other weird Transformers, so it's not like the only weird thing I would have on my shelf. I also got today in the mail the TFCon exclusive for Orlando that never happened.
Is that a dog cat?
Yeah, it's a doc cat.
Oh, doc cat. Okay.
But I think everyone was calling it dog cat. And it's like shattered glass, I believe people were saying. Shattered glass.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's Shattered Glass Ravage.
Yeah. I haven't opened him up, but he looks pretty cool. I have the original Ravage from them, and I enjoyed him. I think he's a really cool figure, and the fact that he's actually a, you know, cassette. Am I saying that right?
Cassette.
What kind of, like a music cassette?
It's a tape cassette.
Cassette tape. That's pretty cool that he's one-to-one.
Now, wasn't he repurposed into the White Ravage originally as a female Decepticon medic named Glit?
I think Glit was actually the original use, and then that was repurposed as Shattered Glass Ravage.
Okay. I can't remember quite which one.
And if that's
first.
Correct, that means that originates from Kiss Player Position, I believe.
I also got the clear New Age Legendary Heroes Starscream. Yeah,
I saw your photos.
Super, super pretty. I did not transform him yet. I know a couple people were asking. He comes with the coronation set, but it's the regular colored coronation set. So I kind of don't see the point of that. That should have been clear as well. If you were going to do it, or I wish they would have just left it out and charged a little bit less. But yeah, it everything's super tight on it. And I was like, do I really want to transform this right now and possibly break it? Or am I going to, you know, let this.
Yeah, at least you like have video recording when you break it.
Yeah. That's what I want to remember.
Well, that's what everybody else wants to remember.
And as you can see, yes, it came from Taobao because these boxes are kind of crushed. So I tell everyone, do not buy from Taobao if you like your boxes minty fresh. Because when they come from China, you never know what's going to happen to them.
I mean, it's not just because they came from Taobao, although, I mean, the way they have to ship them doesn't help. Like, anything mail order runs at risk, generally.
Yeah. Last but not least, although I'm not that excited about it, I got the Ocular Max upgrade kit for Assaultus, which is the Toon chest, the feet, the long gun, the head, the Toon head, I believe. But I still don't have their blast off or their... It's blast off I'm missing, and I'm missing Brawl. So I can't even really use the upgrade kit yet. They should have just made it after all five members were out. Like, I don't understand why we have this now.
Because the factory time came up first.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's so weird. I'm like,
is that the one that's supposed to be like the all-inclusive combiner? Like, all the parts are supposed to be integrated into the figures?
Yes.
And then they released an upgrade that's
an upgrade part with extra parts.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it makes it, you don't need the upgrade parts. You don't have to use them. It just makes them a little bit more toy accurate, I believe, is what they're going for with this upgrade kit. Could be wrong, though.
It kind of reminds me of Hercules and then the Superion that followed it, where it just kind of became a business model. Like, yeah, release the whole thing, then just put out the upgrade part that have all the, like, detail pieces that people wanted in the primary release anyway.
Yeah, well, you can tell, like, that was TFC, by the way, with Hercules.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to remember that, and I couldn't place it.
And they had the Rage of Hercules upgrade kit, which you could tell they went back and they kind of, you know, modified it a little bit.
The Superion one was a little bit more iffy, I think, on how that was developed.
Yeah, because that was announced before all the figures were out.
Uh-huh.
And that one was, that one you needed to make it look G1. Decent. So, like, you had to get the upgrade kit if you were in on.
I'm sorry, my phrasing was probably not the clearest there. I meant with the Superion one, their business model with that became kind of iffy looking.
Yeah, and I agree, and I denounced TFC for a long, long time for that.
I still like the Hercules figure. I have it. It's great. But yeah, no, I think that's the last thing I ever completed after that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got this week.
Cool. Who else? Anybody else get anything? Chris?
No.
Matt?
Nope.
Rob?
Nope.
Don? I did.
Don?
Yes. What'd you get? Yes.
Hi, Don.
You sound great now.
Okay, well, that's fine. My video still's off. I only picked up two things this week, but it was nice to get something new. When I was at Walmart, picking up groceries and stuff.
Walmart.
Yeah, I looked at the
Walmart
toys.
Walmart has groceries?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, well, not much left. And I was walking through toys and I didn't see anything again. And I turned the corner to go and laying there on the deck plate near the Barbies was a Cyberverse Null that I've seen one time since it came out. Nice. And I thought,
really?
Well, yeah.
I've seen it. And every time I go to any Walmart in the area, they have them.
It's like I've literally only seen it maybe twice, tops. But I only remember for sure one time, but it could have been. But yeah, so I picked up Cyberverse Null just because, again, it was like, okay, I'll take that as a hint. And the other thing I picked up was, thanks to TF Radio / Amazon, I was able to pick up Reaction Megatron.
Nice.
One of the, I've got another Reaction figure on the way, but again, I'm buying this just for the card art for display because that is such a G1 Megatron pose. You know, fist up on the left arm with the fist, the right arm doing the fusion. You know, the traditional fusion cannon Megatron pose. I don't like the figures for how much they cost with what they are, but with this packaging, I can afford two of them and just put them on the wall and say, ooh and ah, because I just love this packaging. And I'll be probably getting some of the second wave as well, depending on the artwork. Other than that, that's it. I mean, there is nothing showing up as we've all run into.
Okay, cool. John, you here technically?
Yeah, I'm here, but I didn't get anything, so I'm good.
But you have the Massey Attack shirt at tfradio.net/shirt. That's awesome. It's awesome. Love it. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the news. Let's just really talk about, there's a couple news items, but the big one to me this week, and it's spanned, what, three episodes of the RC News Desk?
Three episodes of the News Desk and a Toy Detective Supplemental, which is something that I invented just for this purpose.
Great. Love it. So Generation Select Super Megatron is up for pre-order, and it's a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive, and it's amazing. It's like looking into the face of God, but God is a transforming robot that never came out before. This is the first time it's ever been made.
What does Megatron need with a starship?
He is a starship. he is.
I've been calling it a jet, but I guess it could be a spaceship too.
It's a spaceship, yeah. So I am so excited about this toy. I am beyond excited. So when I got back into Transformers in the mid-90s, I think like everybody who gets into Transformers, especially in that period, you know, there's been so much now and so much fiction, and it's hard not to, you know, about like the IDW comics and all the TV series. But back then, it was G1. Beast Wars had just started, and that was it. And if you, when you do some reading and you have a sort of a naive perspective on things, you're like, oh, G1 kept going? What? You know, whether it really did or not, that's up to your interpretation. But one of the first things I read about was like Battle Stars and about like Star Convoy and Super Megatron and everything. And I'm like, oh, there's this Star Convoy figure that came out. You know, I'm sure it's great. It's not. But but it came with an amazing Hot Rodimus figure that's Micromaster. But Super Megatron never came out in any form. Not unless there's like a vinyl kit that I'm not aware of.
I mean, I tried to research into that, and as far as I could determine from like what the wiki has coverage of, which, I mean, they're pretty comprehensive on this. There's not even like merchandise level stuff for Super Megatron. So this is legitimately a first as far as I've been able to find.
So like, I don't care the quality of it. I'm going to get it. It just so happens though, it looks really good. Chris, you've done like a ton of research into this. It's not only Super Megatron. It's what, like,
Ultra Megatron.
Ultra Megatron. And like, that's something I didn't even remember.
Yeah. I mean, I think Super Megatron's the thing that got more attention at the time. Ultra Megatron was only ever like basically a cosmetic upgrade for the Super Megatron design. It was later in Battle Stars, and then there was the whole Star Giant thing, but that's completely separate, and that wouldn't ever fit in a toy like this anyway. But yeah, so this can do, it's primarily the Super Megatron, but you can change some parts around and make it into a facsimile of Ultra Megatron also. So the Super Megatron's not 100% accurate to Battle Stars in the first place, and the Ultra Megatron is even less accurate to Battle Stars. But, you know, it gets the idea across, and it's nice to have the representation. Plus, it also has like a third option, which is Ultra Megatron Omega Mode, which just is the face flipped around to like a masked face that looks sort of like the Last Night Megatron's face, kind of.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, what's up with that?
I don't know. I'm sure the webcomic explains it, but we don't have a translation for the two new volumes that posted. Actually, Ben Yee had Doug DeLynn translate the first two that were released last week, and those are on his website right now. So that's actually a decent read.
Oh, cool. I'll check that out. BWTF.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I'm super stoked, though. Yeah, I'm really excited about this. It's
Pulse actually put up pre-orders for this today.
What? So Pulse has it, and
TF Source had orders for it. I snagged one yesterday.
I ordered.
Yeah, I put down a pre-order at Pulse.
I have one for each, just depending on which ships first.
I have no no affection to the character or anything, but it looks awesome. It looks like, I'm like, wow, that mold can actually look good.
Yeah, so this is it started out as the Titans Return Galvatron mold and engineering, I would call this a remold rather than shared engineering, because like, you can see that there is still quite a bit of Galvatron parts on this, especially the lower body. But like, they've done a lot of work on this on the level of the Seacons, and based on how good the Seacons have come across so far, I am very hopeful about the quality of this. I don't think it's going to be another big powered situation. Please don't be another big powered.
Yeah, I hope not. It
right.
So it's let's see here. I saw somebody post a photo of a Star Convoy beside of Galvatron, and they're not really comparable in size. Not
well,
that
yeah.
I care.
I mean, one's a Voyager and one's an old leader class. So. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not super worried about it, though. I just am amazed that we are going to have that interpretation of the character in toy form. It's just, I'm super giddy about it. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, and getting to finally see it is like a thing in itself, because it's literally been a year since they teased it with a silhouette the first time, and then they never brought it up again until like a week ago.
So, does this give us hope for the Armada Optimus Prime?
That was... we saw that for the first time even before Super Megatron, and we still have not heard about that again, so there's no telling.
Yeah. Let's see here.
It's so uncommon to have something just outright canceled once it gets to like a test shot stage like that. I have to believe that's going to turn up at some point somewhere, but like...
When does that happen?
It's impossible that it could just disappear.
Not counting like, you know, a repaint or a slight retool. Like something to that that was an original mold, right? When does that happen? I can't remember that.
TransTech for sure. They had like actual test shots of several of the figures, and that just went away.
Yeah,
but you know that was 2000.
But Armada. So the world was different then. I don't remember like TransTech being shown off at a convention. Was that at Toy? Did they show it off at Toy Fair?
No, I think we got pictures of the test shots that were produced after the fact, like after it had already been canceled.
Because Armada,
and I don't remember what means by which we actually got to see those.
And Armada Prime, though, was at Wonderfest, wasn't it?
Yeah, Winter Wonderfest last year.
So yeah, like something to that level actually being shown off is something that is coming out. I can't imagine it not coming out in some capacity.
There was also Unite for the Universe Jet Power Optimus Prime, which was like the Optimus was the Revenge of the Fallen Voyager Optimus toy, I believe, but it had a full new mold trailer thing that turned into the Jetfire armor, and that got canceled along with the whole Unite for the Universe line. So that's on a similar level, but you know, a large accessory package is not exactly the same engineering investment necessarily as a transforming figure.
I don't even remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of on the obscure side at this point, which is why I didn't even think of it until I was kind of, you know, turning over in my head things that just have up and vanished over the years. I still think that Armada Optimus is going to materialize somewhere at some point.
Yeah.
But who knows when or how that's going to be.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
It's probably going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah. The Target exclusive Earthrise Seeker 2-pack and the Decepticon Clones 2-pack were unveiled.
Yeah, how about that?
The Seekers look good, like you would expect. Mm-hmm. The Clones, okay. I mean, you know.
The Clones look very, very close to the Takara releases.
Like right now, when we have them in hand, I mean, probably still, but yeah. So the, mm-hmm. I mean, the color is sometimes hard to reproduce.
I'm thinking it's probably the Takara decos for the clones exactly, and it's just not coming across well in the renders they're using to promote them right now. But there could be a little bit of a shift in their darker blue, blackish color, more toward a lighter purplish blue.
And no sign of the Autobot clones. Not that I need or want
not
them
so
again.
Far.
But...
especially if they're in the Takara deco, that's like less incentive to get them.
Those are the ones that are
Hasbro
pale,
definitely
right?
Had the better deco. Yeah, they look kind of pinkish.
Yeah.
Hasbro definitely had the better deco on the Autobot clones. I would say the Takara Decepticon clones were a little bit better.
Of all the things to re-release, I don't get it.
Pounce was only available in the one Titans Return box set, the Big Bad Toy Store one.
Yeah.
So if you weren't able to get that at the time and you weren't importing stuff, like Hasbro's not going to count on people buying Takara toys to have availability for this or that necessarily. So this kind of makes sense. Also, it's molds that are just like ready to go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure now thinking about it, now that you say it, I'm pretty sure Pounce is the only one of the four of those that I wound up not getting. Because I only got like one or two things out of that box at piecemeal from you, I think. And... Pounce was not one of them.
Yeah.
Interesting to note, though, the SRP on that Clones 2-pack is $24.99. And those were Legends class toys, $10 value each. And when the Walgreens 2-pack of Wingspan and Cloudbreaker came out, I think they were selling that for just under $20. I went into the sum in the news desk episode for that, but this does kind of support our belief that Legends don't work at the $10 price point anymore, and that's part of why we got MicroMasters starting with Siege.
Cool.
Like they're now about $12 or so figures retail value for what they cost to make.
Cool. Okay. What else do we have?
And both of these sets are due out in July at Target.
If we can go out and buy anything.
There'll be Target.com, I'm sure.
Yeah, those seekers are going to be hard to find and know it.
I don't. Well, hopefully.
Of course they will, because it's the only thing I want.
Yeah, like the Rainmaker is not so hard to find, except for when Don bought them all and tried to sell them for five times what he paid for them.
One, I bought one set, and I was trying to make $10 on the set, which what I admitted to up front, which was also less than anybody else was reselling them at the time.
And two, Don did hook me up with a set of them at cost. So,
Don, you know. Yeah. Don, I gotta, I can't let that die, Don. I know.
I noticed. And two, Target.com is a nightmare. It is one of the worst websites of any major chain to buy from. It's always sucked.
And not, it used to be Amazon. And when it was Amazon, it was great. Years ago. It was an Amazon backend. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Let's see here. Also, Not a Leader in C-Wing are shipping from Pulse next week. So if you already got them from another source and you haven't canceled your Pulse order, you're probably too late.
Yeah,
I still haven't gotten my email yet.
I got a shipping notice.
I haven't gotten my email yet. I need to check and see if I've been charged.
I got a shipping notice from FedEx first. Then I had to cross-reference the order number in it, too, which I love that they include that with my Pulse order. And then I got a Pulse. Maybe I didn't get a Pulse order. Maybe I didn't get an email from Pulse.
You mean a Pulse email?
Yeah, maybe I just got the shipping notice. But
yeah, I just got the shipping notice.
Yeah, so
I'm checking my FedEx stuff right now.
It happens all the time that you get a shipping notice from FedEx if you sign up for it. Before you get the actual email from Pulse, so.
Well, yeah, and Hasbro Pulse is notoriously bad about how timely they are with notifications for shipping stuff, because a lot of time, especially people in the Northeast, they will have their stuff delivered
before you get it
within hours of the email being.
Yep. That's happened on more than one occasion.
So, okay. And, so next week I'll have...
As far as we know, the last set of C-Cons are still on track for the last week of this month.
I'll have 2/3 of a Piranha-Con next week, or 3/5.
I got 2/3 of a Piranha-Con now, I've got over one Piranha-Con if I want to like just populate it with duplicates.
Yeah, true. Okay, so one last item. Apparently, there's going to be a movie masterpiece announcement next week. Yay.
Yeah, so this came from Hasbro's official Weibo page. They're going to have some kind of an announcement event for the next movie masterpiece on Monday, which, based on that retailer listing from before, we basically already know is going to be Starscream.
So,
yep.
I know there are a lot of people out there who love the movie stuff. And I don't want to belittle it, but I'm honestly trying to, I'm going to try to put a positive spin on this. Instead of saying what would be the only movie masterpiece items, what would be the movie masterpiece items that you guys would be most excited by? I'm having a hard time. I know there's a couple of things I probably would love to see.
I guess a Hound or an Iron. Do we get a, yeah, we got an Ironhide.
Yeah.
I mean, they need the original. They need the original cast. They need a Ratchet. They need a...
I have to assume Ratchet is probably on the short list.
Is there a movie masterpiece of The Dark of the Moon Megatron? I would buy that.
No, there's not.
I would absolutely buy that.
Yeah. That could actually turn out really nice. Like, for that, they could probably do, like, actual decent soft goods instead of stuff.
I would absolutely buy that. Yeah.
I would kind of like to see a movie masterpiece queue.
Okay.
Because he was so hard to get as a deluxe. I got and he broke. And it'd be nice to have that figure in one piece. And, you know, and also the fact that with it being so hard to find, it would give people a chance to get a hard to find figure. Other than Q, probably Ratchet, and probably
Mudflap and Skids.
If they did a masterpiece and it was the ice cream truck, that would at least be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if they did Mudflap and Skids and had like real heads on them, like, you know, real faces.
Oh God, I hate those. No, let's
say there was like fate, like say they could have gave you the regular faces and there was some other regular normal faces they were going to use they could include in the package and you could switch them if you wanted to. I didn't have a problem with Mudflap and Skids toys. It was those faces that looked like they were someone stuck them inside a new reactor.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Kilby's suggestion, and it would be Dark of the Moon Megatron, if anything.
So Manny Kara in the chat has two good ones. The like the Last Knight Optimus Prime, or I guess even going back to Age of Extinction, the Last Knight Megatron, Crunsensing Dinobots. So there's a couple things in there that could be good.
It could be interesting to see a movie masterpiece take on Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime.
That'd be cool. A Paladin saying Sideswipe.
Yeah, I think Crunson means. Yeah, I think Crunson means Dino, the red Maserati Ferrari.
Ferrari. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a Ferrari, and that's basically why there couldn't be an accurate toy of that because the licensing is tied up somewhere else.
Was that Dark of the Moon? Right, so, which?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I don't remember it. So, I mean, like Dark of the Moon feels like it was 30 years ago. I know it was like 9 years ago, but it feels
January feels like it was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's even though I think it's probably my favorite one still in some ways, and I hate it in other ways. It's the one that I have suppressed the most because I have, like, there are things I hate about it. But again, there are things that I liked where they were attempting to go. I don't know. It's a movie that I just hold in this weird place. Okay. No other news? Nothing else worth mentioning?
Nothing comes to mind.
I have some news. Waiting for Fans Toys, FT-41, which is their Sheridan, which is the Warpath.
Yeah.
That is shipping out to retailers now. Some retailers have started to get it. It's about Voyager size.
Like, I don't know why, but I can't imagine owning a decent Warpath that's larger than a Legends. Even though the deluxe one from years ago was okay, he's a mini bot.
And I really loved that deluxe at the time. I don't know how well it's held up because I have not handled it.
It is still pretty good.
I have the Warpath release, and I end up picking up on the aftermarket the Fun Pub Treadshot version of
it's nice too.
I'm excited.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so does anybody besides me or is anyone else going to participate in this, like not necessarily even like your start list, but like what do you always look for? So I'll go first, and I will literally just mention what's on my start list on eBay.
This could take a while.
No, it's not that big a deal. I'll go and why. So, and I'm not going to mention all the different variations where I spell it differently and list out different descriptions, but I'll just put what they are. So the Happy Meal Transformers, my goal is to eventually complete the 1985 St. Louis, test market Transformers set. There's like 24 of them. I think I have like six. God, I regret about a year ago, all 24 came on line for sale on a Facebook group for substantially less than I'll probably end up buying them all for. But it was more than I was willing to put into them in one go. But ultimately, I do want to complete that. Something else I have in my list, I think I can actually just run through all these. The eHobby GoBot set, that's like the one that I stupidly sold. I think I felt good at the time because I got what I paid for it back, but now it goes for like $500. So I have it on there.
Yeah, I would love to have that. I would absolutely love to have that, but I will never find it for a price I'm willing to pay.
Yeah, and that's why I have it in my save search, hoping that something comes up, you know, at a decent price that I'll be able to get it for what I would rather pay. Something else may be surprising. This is a new addition since last year. G2 Breakdown. I'll never own a G2 Stunicon set, but I could potentially own the BotCon figure from 94. It pops up from time to time, so it's sold, even though there's only a couple hundred of them. Don, how many would you say are in existence or in circulation?
250, I think.
Yeah, but there's probably more in circulation than that.
The 1994 BotCon breakdown was supposed to be, okay, I'm doing this from memory, so I'm probably wrong, 201, which was the number of pre-registrants for BotCon 94, not counting the ones given out. I'm not sure if that includes Hasbro dealers and staff.
So,
but I think it was 201 for the registered people at 94.
Not that everybody is who had those at BotCon is selling them, but yeah, like you said, additional ones went out. I'm certain others by Kenner or whoever employees at the time probably had some. So it's not so rare that you don't see it, you know, whenever you do a search. Yeah.
Probably the rarer of the two, Brian, would be the 2004 Pasadena BotCon, the last one John and Carl were with. That Action Master custom.
Yeah, I mean that was a hand painted by DVD though, right?
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't count it.
It's still the G2 breakdown. It's probably the more rare of the two.
It's still a hand painted custom, even though it was released, you know, through BotCon. Like I don't count it. I don't have any sentimentality for it. It's custom. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's see here. Kabaya Rodimus, specifically the 80s version. I don't know why I want it, but I've always wanted that. I saw it a long time ago, and I'm like, I want that that 87, whenever it came out, Kabaya Rodimus figure, so that's on there. The Transformers Club or Joe Club, whichever it was, the Marissa Fairborn Afterburner, have that in there. One of my white whales that I'll never get at a price that I'm willing to pay, damn you, Chris, is the MD-06 Shockwave.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So
Micron Legend Shockwave, the best looking version of that mold.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Death Charge. No, that's Tidal Wave.
I'll never own that version.
You could. You just have to pay a lot more for it than I did.
Yeah. Another one that I've always wanted it, and it's less expensive than I think it is. So whenever I just have yet to pull the trigger on it, which is a Mega Spream. That's on my list. Reissue Land Cross, Rescue Roy. I'm going to get, the thing is about the Rescue Roys that I look for, since they were kids' toys, there are not a lot of them out there that are in really good shape. There's sticker wear, there's a lot of wear on them. So I really want to get one that's like either mint and sealed box or has minimal to no wear. And that was 20 years ago, more or less, when that came out. So I want it, but I want it in really nice collector shape, and it's harder to find than you would think.
Wasn't that released in like an open front box? So like mint and sealed box is kind of an academic concept in that case anyway.
Yeah. Another one, Matt, you've got the Thunder Mayhem. I don't have that. I don't know. Battle Gaia.
Again, that's one like you could get that, but you will pay a lot for it.
Yeah. Let's see here. Battle Gaia, Guard City goes without saying. Transformers the Movie soundtrack cassette. So having the vinyl in here as a search is useless, because since it was reissued, every single search you find, even the ones that say they're vintage, it's just the reissue that came out a couple years ago. But the cassette still vintage, and you can still get it. Transformers Unite Warriors Megatronia, something I don't have, still want.
I have that one too, Brian.
I know. I need to get it. I also need to get Lynx Master.
I have that.
I know. I'm jealous. The Transformers Viewmaster set. I want the set specifically. I just love the packaging on it. I want it. And this is one I have one of. I need another one. I'm trying to complete my Tyco Transformers Racing set, which is the Tyco Transformers Mustang. I have one. I need two. I'm just waiting to get one that I'm willing to pay the price for it, because like a lot of things on eBay, vintage prices, some of them come really high and some of them are really low. That shows up lower, less frequently than I would like, but you know, it is what it is. Okay. Diecast. Do you want to Like, what are you on the look for? It doesn't even have to be a safe search. Just like, what are things you're looking for?
I'm not really into the old stuff, so there's not a lot that I'm looking for.
Yeah, diecast save search is just like a bookmark to the first page of Transformers results on Taobao.
Yeah,
more or less.
Pretty much. I wouldn't mind getting some G2 stuff, but that's probably about it. Just because I don't mind that being old, because it's just the crazy colors and the unique stuff that I like.
Yeah, this set of Cyber Jets.
Yeah, they're nice and cheap.
They're cheap and easy to find, and they're really nice little toys.
Yeah.
Give it, that's it. That's it for me.
Okay, cool. Matt, what are you, like, on the look for? Like, what, like, even themes. It doesn't have to be specific items. Well, what's the kind of stuff that you look for when you look for toys?
Oh, I mean, you know, the Holy Grails would be Guard City and Battle Gaia, absolutely. But there are a couple other combiners I don't have. Like, I don't have G2 Devastator in either color. That's something I'd kind of like to pick up day. G2 Superion is probably...
It's easy to get all... It's not that bad. Slingshot.
Yeah, but whether you'll ever complete it because of Slingshot or not is another story entirely. But I don't know. There's some odds and ends, some Japanese stuff, but... I don't know. My save search is empty right now. So
that's good. Hey, that's good. Don, you've been around forever, and you have a collection full of wonderful things. What are you on the hunt for? Space.
Well,
peace.
Final Frontier. Yeah. No. I've got basically carded GoBots. Like I said, I'm trying to cherry pick some of my favorite carded GoBots on card for the artwork, because I really discovered how much I enjoyed looking at the card art for those, for certain my favorite characters, not all of them. Like, you know, I wouldn't get Night Ranger because I'm not a big fan of that figure.
You know, like Sister Christian.
Yeah, but I've got carded GoBots on there. Like Matt said, if I saw a Battle Gaia, I would definitely be interested. More Battle Gaia more than Guard City, obviously, being a Bruticus fan. I've got some stuff, non-Transformer stuff. You know, I've got some non-Transformer stuff on there. I am watching, they are reissuing Double Evil, and I pass on it the first
time. That's what, the Overlord?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
the
I really
did. The Fantoppy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really didn't want the Optimus. Because of the whole backpack issue, I really didn't like the way that backpack looked. But now that I have the Thunderclash of that mold, I kind of want that Overlord now to go with it. And besides, my G1 Overlord is under a sheet in Yellowwing, so there's that.
Talk after the show. I have a mint in sealed box, never opened one of those.
Overlord?
Yes.
Oh, hey. What, Double Evil?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay, we'll talk.
This can't end well.
Yeah, and then I've got some non, you know, I'm looking at, as I mentioned on Twitter, the stuff I was selling to raise money for is one of my favorite G.I. Joe vehicle is the Arctic Blast, you know, the one I've showed off a few weeks ago. But my favorite individual figure is Fast Draw, because he wears missile launchers on his arms. I mean, he wins.
Is he Joe or Cobra?
He's Joe.
Is he a counterpart to Metalhead?
His bio doesn't say anything about that, but pretty much, yeah. I've decided to buy, I want the subscription club, the collector's club figure of him, because like I said, he's my favorite individual Joe, just because, one, he looks good, and two, his personal weapons are short-range missiles.
That, yeah, he is awesome. I forgot about him.
Yeah, so I'm looking at I've got some eBay bucks. That's why I was trying to sell some extra stuff on Twitter, just because, you know, the going price for him is a little pricey for a Joe card to stick on my wall.
How much does he go for card. Normally?
50 to 75.
Oh, for what that is though, that's about the going price for those figures.
Yeah, you know, and I've got a Matt Tracker on the wall, a carded Matt Tracker. So all he's gonna do is just go right beside the Matt Tracker. Other than that, I got some stuff from Miraculous, other non-Transformer lines. But mostly, yeah, it's mostly third-party stuff that I'm keeping an eye on, like the fans' hobby, the fans' toys, the tank, the Sheridan tank. I'll be honest, I'm on the fence about that Nicey figure. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just I kind of want to see at least the engineering. Just
watch a video.
It. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I'm not really. I'm just interested in seeing how they do the engineering, and I've got one or two on my watch list in case they post links to videos or something, so I can see what the video, what the engineering is. But that's more like a more curiosity than anything else, to see how they pulled it off. But really, I mean, it's basically my watch list turns out to be stuff that I've been looking for and forgot I was looking for it, and then something triggers my memory. It's like, oh yeah, I need that. And then I'll go in and do it on my watch list. So it's nothing really new because I've got everything already bought for Earthrise or pre-ordered, and nothing really old vintage because
you have I've it got all. Some.
Well, I hate to sound like I'm bragging, but I do have a lot of it. Granted, the condition is secondhand, but for what some of the prices are, I really don't want to upgrade my figures. I might need a part here or there, like. Yeah. You know, I might like I found a couple years ago Octane's tanker top with really good chrome, whereas mine was the chrome was pretty much gone, and he didn't have the shield / tail fin, and I got them both for $10 at a toy show. Guy just said $10 for the just a bunch of parts in a box. So I mean, so I'm upgrading figures as I see stuff, but that's really basically if the only thing that stays on my watch list continuously would be carded GoBots.
Okay, cool. Anybody else want to share? I know that Chris and Rob said they didn't really have.
I don't keep a watch list per se, but there are a couple of things I just like to search for from time to time, if that works.
Yeah, that's exactly the thought. Yeah.
All right. I mean, just for most of the time when I search for stuff at this point, unless I am actively hunting a specific thing, I just kind of search my own amusement. I like to look up Diaclone and Microchange stuff on there.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
not a piece of it in the world I can ever afford.
The new stuff.
Just interesting. Old stuff too,
okay.
Just to look at, just because it's fun to see what's circulating. And along the same lines, I like to look at knockoffs, just because there's always something interesting in there that I didn't know about. Upscaled Siege stuff, that downscaled Combiner Wars Devastator is down to $40, and I keep thinking about that.
Oh, I think it does have some fairly fragile parts.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you. That is good to know before the $40.
Yeah, the tabs, because Devastator Unite or Titan Devastator has some pretty small tabs anyway, like a lot of them, and everything is scaled down.
Ooh,
so keep that in mind.
Okay, that is good.
As long
to know.
As you remember, as long as you remember where the tabs are, you should be fine. I did not remember where all the tabs were.
I gotcha.
Or if so you I just don't transform off. It, that's what I did.
Yeah, but. Other than that, in non-Transformer stuff, I just occasionally search for Gundam Mobile Suit and Action stuff, see what, there's some figures I missed over the years. Eventually I'm going to get that blasted G3 Gundam, but I never did get that. It was $13 when Diamond had it in comic shops, and I just decided not to and regretted it. And
so, I still think sometimes about how cheap those toys were brand new and just cry at the way things are now.
Seriously, that is the idea that I got some of those for like less than $20 is as good as those are is absolutely astonishing.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it for me.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't like for me. I don't even like go looking for older stuff that much. Like every once in a while, I will go just kind of on a eBay binge, I guess, and see like, well, this or that thing. Can I find a deal on that today? And a lot of time I find when I do that, it's like old BotCon stuff, because I almost never wanted like a complete BotCon box set or all the souvenir figures or whatever. But like every year, there was usually at least one or two things that was interesting. And very rarely I've found, something at a decent enough price. Like I got, this has been many years ago now, I got Clench from the G2 set for like $30 shipped off of eBay complete.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And a very good deal too. So like I do still do that from time to time. Like it is just kind of like when the whim strikes me and like something's on my mind. Occasionally I will go looking for like certain kinds of old Playmate Star Trek stuff, like the prop toys, tricorders, phasers. Not the figures so much, because like, between flea markets and comic book stores, it's not usually that hard to find carded figures cheap in a wide variety of, styles and whatnot, but it never seemed like it was really worth trying to eBay for those. But, you know, vehicle stuff, roleplay toys, that kind of thing, you know, those are a little harder to find in person in secondhand stores. So I'll look at that sometimes, but usually the desirable stuff there commands more of a price than I'm ever willing to pay for it at a given moment. And there's, you know, newer stuff like a couple of the Unite Warriors things I missed. I also am loosely on the lookout for Megatronia, the Baldigus set, that kind of stuff. But like I would say my quote unquote watch list is fairly uninteresting compared to, you know, what most people would probably apply the term to.
Cool.
Certainly wow. No, you know, prototype Happy Meal Transformers from St. Louis.
Oh, they're not prototypes, or...
Well, they're prototypes for later Happy Meal toys.
Yeah. The thing about those toys is, for the most part, at an individual level, they're relatively, in the grand scheme, not that expensive. It's just there's not much to them.
Yeah.
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 Let's see here. I think that's, yeah. Okay, so hey, go to... at tfradio.net/Amazon and put some toilet paper on your wish list.
Indeed.
Put some pork and beans on there and some bidet or a bidet, as they say back home. You can get whatever you want. It's good stuff at Amazon. Actually, I'm staying sane by buying stuff from Amazon lately.
Brian, I don't think that's healthy behavior.
No. Like, so having the kids at home, we've bought some homeschooling stuff for the kids at various ages. And the cool thing, at least, you know, Amazon is prioritizing certain items. Like, nothing is taken quite as long as they've said. Like, you know, oh, you'll get this in a month, and I get it in a week instead of 2 days. So, certain things they prioritize, and like the homeschooling stuff for the kids, since they've been out of daycare, that is something that they've shipped pretty quick. But what have I bought recently? Like, I bought the 8-year-old a copy of Charlotte's Web, the Girl Who Drank the Moon, like a Summer Brain Quest thing. For the 3-year-old, I got like a wipe on, wipe off, Let's Write Letters set. What else are they? I bought some Transforming Robot fast food toys that Steven had shared on Twitter. Bought a guitar. Maybe I'm going crazy. Yeah, I am going crazy. Amazon's a way to, you know, if you don't want to go out, Amazon's still delivering. tfradio.net/Amazon. It'll help us out. We'd appreciate it. And you don't spend a cent more, really.
And, you know, if you want to help some of us out to not go crazy too, you know, we have various personal wish lists, like mine's at tfradio.net/chrislist, Rob's at tfradio.net/claylist, Diecast has toilet paper on it, Matt declines to participate, Diecast is at Diecast's list, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And, of course, tfradio.net/massyattack.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Don stocked up on Cadbury eggs through this crisis.
So I'm looking at my personal list, which isn't shared out, but, like, I got a sous vide thing on there that I may pick up. And I may teach myself how to cook that way.
That's showing up at Aldi fairly cheap, too, if you really get out there anytime soon. Yeah, that's the last time I was at Aldi, so I'm not even sure that was this year at this point.
Okay,
sweet. But keep an eye out.
I haven't seen any sous vide circulators.
However you say it. I'm from North Carolina.
Months, for sure. Also, okay. I probably wouldn't count on an Aldi sous vide circulator to be accurate, let's say.
Possibly not. I will say the pressure cooker I got there has done great for me. But,
well, I mean, you know, with the pressure cooker, it's kind of an A-B switch situation. Like, either it's going to explode or it's not.
So the price on this is less than I remember. Retrobet has their Sega Saturn USB controller for $16.90. Oh, yeah, I'm buying that.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. I'm buying.
I'm pretty sure that's less than the Saturn controller was originally.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they were like 20, 25, something like that.
Okay, it's getting bought.
Take a drink.
Sweet. Okay, that's on the way. So, yeah, awesome. tfradio.net/Amazon. Of course, buy a shirt. Actually, I probably should show this. I don't know how this is going to show up on the screen, but we shall see. John has set up a new...
We shall see Galvatron.
Yeah, we shall see Galvatron. We shall see the ending of... That's the proper ending of G1. TFRadio.net/shirt. We have our classic designs up right now. There's a sale on stuff, 30% off. But that Massey Attack shirt right there. There's a bunch of different colors, different cuts, all the way. There's trans fan sizes on both sides, from the small trans fans to the large trans fans. Something to meet your needs. It's awesome. But we have all of the other stuff as well. One of my favorite shirts, the Headmaster shirt. The Stat shirt. I love that shirt. I got my 8-month-old daughter the I'm a G1 gal, but I got it in a onesie and right here. So, and on my personal Facebook, I think it was Bert Hsu had asked, how does the kid go in there? Like, well, on a onesie, there's little buttons at the bottom, and you slide it over top them, and then you button it up at the bottom. Like, $15 for a onesie. I mean, it's not, like, cheap, but it's awesome. So she's gonna have that here in a couple days, and she'll be wearing it. So tfradio.net/shirt. It's pretty awesome, John. Great job. I love it.
Oh, Spider Bob in the Discord was showing how the image of how the headmaster display looks on a mug, and that actually looks really nice.
Oh yeah. Ooh, good point. So we put that up here.
That will have some more curvature than the preview shows, but that yeah, that should still work pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. That looks good.
I like that. And the Massey Attack also looks good in mug form.
Can you get a Massey Attack like mouse pad?
I don't know. It's not Cafe Press. I don't think they have everything. Maybe they do.
I don't know what they have.
I'll check. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, awesome. So, hey, time to thank our touched patrons. Thank you, Kevin Dorsey, Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Hamilton, Jason W. Rye, Mike Mallory, Jason Hiley, Jonathan James, Matthew Deadman. Yes, cool name. Hector Bones, also a cool name. We have the coolest names. Brian Cooper, Nathan Sampy, Spider Bob, Rabbits. I love that. Just Rabbits.
Rabbits.
And Emmett Sresevich. Chris, great job with pronouncing that last week. I was actually impressed on your first try. That was awesome. You can find that at tfradio.net/credits. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. And if you want to join them, go to patreon.com/tfradio. We try to put up a ton of content for our patrons. I'd like to do more,
Let's throw this out there. So for those of you who are on our Patreon and have access to the patrons exclusive Discord channel, if you have some topic ideas or things you'd like to hear me and Rob talk about for a future Toy Detectives episode, throw some suggestions out there. We are totally open to what you guys have in mind. You know, if anything clicks with us, we can probably spin an episode out of it. So we won't guarantee we'll use your idea, but, you know, good chance. And, you know, we'll give you like a shout out for bringing it to our attention.
So make sure you connect your Patreon to Discord. I think it's an app in there. You connect the two, then you go to tfradio.net/discord. You'll have access to our patron only channel and send that. And I forgot to mention this. I wasn't on last week. So Patreon very politely told me that I had to drop from our Patreon the RFC Lucky Draw because it goes against the terms of service. So I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do. But I am going to say I haven't sent out the one for March, which included the transforming remote control Optimus Prime. I'm going to try to get that out next week or maybe later this week to one lucky patron. We'll see who that is, but then we'll keep something going, but I just can't officially mention it. So this will be the last time it comes up, but that'll be up there in the mail. And if you get it and you're on Twitter, share it out, but you don't have to, but I do want to send that out because I really do enjoy doing contests. People on Patreon, you tell me, should I continue something like with the Lucky Draw, or should I just make it open to everybody and just do more public contests? It's your call. Okay. You can find me personally on the Twitters at TF Radio and on, actually at B Kilby and Instagram.com/Brian Kilby. I think that's my Instagram. We are on Twitter at TF Radio. on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We are on Instagram at TF Podcast. So we've had an issue that's been corrected with our Roku and our Fire TV channels. It's been fixed for like a week. I just wasn't on last week to mention it. I saw somebody pop into our Discord and was like, hey, do they still support the Roku and everything? Yes. There was an authentication issue. And, you know, I'm the developer, so I've got to, you know, I haven't had a lot of time to fix things. And this was one of those things that if I'd left it alone, it would have fixed itself. But I didn't leave it alone because I thought it was broken. So I went in and redid all the authentication. And I'm like, I got it right back to where it was. And I'm like, it still doesn't work. And then I waited a couple of days and I went, hey, it works now. So, but Roku, Fire TV, we have, it's current. All that's there. We are on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. We are on the Amazon Echo or Alexa. You can say, hey, Alexa, play Radio Free Cybertron and something like on whatever, and it'll play it. But you can also add the RFC Transformers news to your Amazon Echo routine skill thing. What is it? The
I don't know. I don't know those things.
The whatever it's called. I don't. I need caffeine. The
whatever the programming mechanism is for your home assistant device, just, you know, add the Transformers Daily News or whatever.
Yeah, said. But like the flash briefing, that's what it is. The morning flash briefing, it'll add it. Ah. Chris's lovely voice will wake you in the morning.
With
Transformers News. so say Alexa, but you would actually say it, add the Transformers, Transformers news update, and it'll add it, and you'll be happy because Chris's voice will be there through your smart speaker.
Citation needed.
Yeah. you can find the show notes for this. It's tfradio.net/669. Leave us a voicemail at 931-99GoBot, 931-994-6268. Even though we just
put us a text message.
Even though we just did it's a done deal, you can get those questions in now for when we do the next episode, which will be probably in a couple weeks. But get those questions, comments in now, and they'll be there. And Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you know, it changes so much. But this week, you can find me at playwithphotography.com for my toy photography, which includes galleries, articles about toy photography related subjects, occasionally general toy blogging. I've done that before too, blogging about cameras. Just anything in that general field is collected at the website. I also have social media channels for random photos and things like that. So there's instagram.com/playwithphotography or at playwithphotos on Twitter. And if you like the work I'm doing and you want to help me do more of it, show your support, you can do so at Patreon, patreon.com/playwithphotos for as little as $2 per month. And then if you want to follow me personally on Twitter, I'm at ChrisRTXV. You don't have to hear my voice there either. So, like, you know, it's really the best outcome.
Cool. Rob.
Right when I'm swallowing, of course. I can be found on Twitter at Figure Reviewers for toy-related things. Rob Flails is my Twitter account for my YouTube channel, Flailthroughs, where I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2, which has had a lot of fun stuff lately. We just got the Gaplant from Zeta Gundam, which I got and is large and easy target and fun to use. So other than that, I update with the weekly update for the game every Thursday morning. So look forward to that tomorrow if you're listening to this live. If you like what I'm doing there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can drop me a couple of bucks, request a mobile suit, color scheme, weapon combination, have you, or just, you know, hand me money if don't want anything in return, and thank you. And beyond that, of course, as we mentioned before, tfradio.net/claylist.
Awesome. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at diecast2, and you can see my reviews on tfradio.net/reviews.
Awesome. Don?
Yeah, I can reach on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Cool. John, are you here? I heard the click.
He's not here, but he's that John D. everywhere.
Everywhere. And Rob Springer, who's not here, is at RoboRobSpringer on Twitter and at ZoneBase.org. And again, we just posted a new episode of the Transform Squadron podcast, which is the official podcast of ZoneBase.org. And Jason is somewhere. Haven't talked to Jason in a while. Hope he's okay. We miss you, Jason. Really, I should go ahead and just text you to see if you're okay, because I literally haven't heard from you in like a month. Oh my gosh. Hope
he's
okay.
Yeah, it might have been nice to, you know, ask after him before a month passed.
I'm a terrible friend.
It's been a month.
Yeah, like I was talking to a friend today on the phone who called me up. I haven't talked to him in like 3 years. It's okay, you know, I got kids now, right? And he's like, yeah, I saw that, and I didn't want to ask. Like, I'm a terrible friend. I love my friends. My friends are my family, but like, I'm not the person who calls people. You know, that's not me.
I feel this.
Yeah. Like, Diecast texts me. I'm like, Diecast, I love you. But like, I don't initiate texts, but I will gladly respond. Like, Joey quit texting me because I just didn't text him first. And that's not the reason. He got a, you know, new girlfriend and everything. But like, I am just not the person who initiates conversations. I'm terrible. Unless it's on a podcast, I'm still terrible.
But it makes you so easy to get along with.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I love you guys. I'll see you later. Have a good one.
See you.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?